Hello.
Hello, this is Key returning a call from customer support. You requested a callback.
Yes. Can I give you my order number?
Now, may I have your zip code to pull up your account?
98055.
And your first and last name?
Lucy Cosa.
And for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address?
2139 Southeast 8th Place, Renton, Washington 98055.
Okay, ma'am. So now I do see that you did make the purchase for our wireless mini pods, and you got the smart health watch and the warranty added on. Now it does show your account is in chargeback status, and this does normally happen after a dispute has been filed on those charges.
I'm sorry, can you please talk slower?
Yes, ma'am. I stated you have purchased our wireless mini pods. You got the smart health watch and the warranty. It shows your account is in chargeback status, and this does normally happen after a dispute has been filed for our charges. So now, due to that chargeback status, I won't be able to make any changes to your account.
Okay. The reason why I'm calling, let me tell you why I'm calling. It's because it was kind of disordered the headphones for $6.95 because it wouldn't let me place the order, said yes to the other products that I didn't want. And I wanted two other products from $14.95 and $29.95. I already received the packages from you guys. And I'm assuming that inside those two packages, there are three items, the one that I do want, and two that I'm more than happy to return them to you. But I don't want to pay shipping and handling or postage. So how do I know which one is the one that the headphones for $6.95? Because if I open one package and the headphones are there, I take out one, I have to pay the postage to send them back to you.
Yes, ma'am. You're going to have to pay the postage to send them back to us.
Okay, then I'm going to just return. Okay, I don't want, then I'm just going to go to the post office, send them back to you, just the way they are closed, and I would like to have the refund for $6.95.
Okay, ma'am, so I won't be able to process a refund on that $6.95 due to your account being in chargeback status, and you have filed a dispute. So now your account is now canceled out, and you're blacklisted, so I can't make any changes to your account. So you can return those products if you will, but I won't be able to refund that $6.95.
Okay, so I'm going to just dispute the $6.95 and send them back to you.
Okay, ma'am.
Okay, is that my best option?
Okay, so disputing those charges, your bank will begin an investigation to see if this is a valid charge and did you initially order this product. Dispute doesn't cancel out the charge. It shows if you made the charge or not. Was it fraud? And we're going to provide them with the information to show you did make that charge. Now, due to you already filing a dispute on those first two charges, it's the reason why I can't refund you that $6.95. Now, since that product did ship out to you, so that $6.95 is a valid charge. Because the product did initially ship out to you. So that's why we don't need refund shipping charges.
When I disputed those charges, I said that I had made the purchase. I made them. If this is not a fraud, I ordered them.
Yes, ma'am. So that's why I'm stating you agreed to making the purchase for that $6.95, and we don't refund shipping charges. So trying to dispute that $6.95 is going to come back as a valid charge.
Okay, so if you guys received the headphones for $6.95, they will just give me the refund, right?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you say we'll just give you the headphones?
If I return those two packages that I got from you with the three different items and with phones for $6.95, would you refund those? When you, they had phones, when you receive the package.
Okay, ma'am, so you already received, the only thing you haven't received the refund for is the $6.95, and that's for the headphones.
Right.
Your account has
right.
been canceled out. So you don't have to return that product because your account is now canceled out.
I don't have to.
No, you received your money back. Your account is in chargeback status. So that means you had disputed. So you don't have to return those products back, and your account is now canceled out. You didn't pay for those products, and you don't have to send them back. You keep those headphones and that watch. The warranty is not in there because the warranty is in a paper mail out. So it's only a watch and the earbuds, which is the headphones, in that package that you received.
Okay, so I will not be charged later on because I kept them?
No, ma'am, because you, as I previously stated, you disputed those charges, so your account is blacklisted.
Okay. I'm going to hold on to those items just in case.
Okay. But I want to thank you for calling customer support. Enjoy your day.
You too.